From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
On today's program, Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, continues to deal with the theme of Achieving the Impossible Through Faith, part of a series of studies in Hebrews chapter 11. In this chapter, the key phrase is, by faith. As Dr. Cairns has been emphasizing, what these Old Testament saints accomplished was not by their own strength, but by their faith in God, by laying hold of the great promises God had given them. The text for the message is found in verses 35 through 38. A prominent feature of this passage is the conflicts encountered by God's people as they sought to live and work for Him. In the face of those conflicts, these believers enjoyed a confidence in the ultimate victory which God had promised them. Believers in every age can experience the same confidence, whether they battle self, evil men, or the devil. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher Charles Haddon Spurgeon.
This morning's text is found in Psalm 103 and verse 2. Forget not all His benefits. It is a delightful and profitable occupation to mark the hand of God in the lives of ancient saints, and to observe His goodness in delivering them, His mercy in pardoning them, and His faithfulness in keeping His covenant with them. But would it not be even more interesting and profitable for us to remark the hand of God in our own lives? Ought we not to look upon our own history as being at least as full of God, as full of His goodness and of His truth, as much a proof of His faithfulness and veracity as the lives of any of the saints who have gone before? We do our Lord an injustice when we suppose that He wrought all His mighty acts and showed Himself strong for those in the early time, but does not perform wonders or lay bare His arm for the saints who are now upon the earth. Let us review our own lives. Surely in these we may discover some happy incidents, refreshing to ourselves and glorifying to our God. Have you had no deliverances? Have you passed through no rivers supported by the divine presence? Have you walked through no fires unharmed? Have you had no manifestations? Have you had no choice favors? The God who gave Solomon the desire of his heart, hath He never listened to you and answered your requests? That God of lavish bounty of whom David sang, Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, has He never satiated you with fatness? Have you never been made to lie down in green pastures? Have you never been led by the still waters? Surely the goodness of God has been the same to us as to the saints of old. Let us then weave His mercies into a song. Let us take the pure gold of thankfulness and the jewels of praise and make them into another crown for the head of Jesus. Let our souls give forth music as sweet and as exhilarating as came from David's harp, while we praise the Lord, whose mercy endureth forever.
Sing to the Lord, hallelujah, sing to the Lord, bless His holy name, hallelujah, hallelujah, sing to the Lord, sing to the Lord, hallelujah, sing to the Lord, bless His holy name, hallelujah.
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We've been particularly encouraged by the response to the program content and the format. So if you have written to say that the Lord has blessed you, or to ask for some of the literature that we offer, then take our thanks for taking time to do so. And if you haven't yet done so, we would be delighted to hear from you. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular postal mail. You may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. As you can see, it's easy to contact us. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you, and that you'll join us on our website this week. Thank you.
is a battle today where God's people are going to have their nation against them, so that those who are the greatest lovers of the nation, those who are the most sincere people in praying and laboring for the advancement of the nation, will be on the receiving end of national criticism and national opposition. Believe me, it's only starting. It's only starting. But through it all, we have got to seek to establish a testimony for the Lord and the glory of His name in all the conflict. There was a man in ancient church history by the name of Athanasius. If you don't know his name, I hope that you'll now learn it and never forget it. We owe a lot to Athanasius. There is what is known as the Athanasian Creed. It is really a statement of Trinitarian orthodoxy in a day when Arianism had spread its poison, and it had even reached right through the church, and it had got to such a stage that the Roman Emperor, so-called Christian Emperor, was espousing it, and Athanasius was thrown out of his church. He was persecuted, he was exiled, he was threatened, death stared him in the face, he was constantly battling. Athanasius seemed to be one man against the world. In fact, there was a saying that has come right down from those days through church history: Athanasius contra mundum. Athanasius against the world. I think that's a good testimony. Athanasius against the world. But his position was, though I be the only man, and of course he wasn't, God never allows it to get that far. He is always the 7,000 who haven't bowed the knee to Baal. But though I be the only man, let it be, I will, by the grace of God, maintain a testimony for Christ, whatever the cost. The believer's conflict. There is then the believer's confidence very clearly here. Through all these various troubles, they had confidence, not in themselves, not in their resources, for they had none. They were very often placed in impossible situations, but they were confident in their God. You look at this passage of Scripture, you can't help but see that by faith, by faith, by faith, these people had a confidence in God. Their confidence was, the Lord will bless us, and the Lord will use us as He wills and when and where. He'll do it at once, or He'll do it later. That's up to Him. He can give us great results. If you look at some of these results, they're outstanding. But at the same time, these people, and this is the exercise of faith, these people never judged what was right by results. When you get to the stage of judging your duty by what you think the results should be, you're in trouble. You judge what is right by the book of God, and then whatever the results, you leave those to the Lord. You do His will. The Lord can give us great results. He'll give us victory in every sphere. You look at these men. I'm not going through the list again, but some of them got victory over self. That's the first place to get victory. You're never going to get victory anywhere else unless you get it in here. I don't believe the work of God is ever carried on and blessed by people who can go out and, through great ability and great scholarship and great effort, etc., take on the apostates and defeat them in argument and all the rest of it, while their own lives are rotten to the core. The work of God is not helped by people who want to fight the battles with other people and other movements. but they don't fight the battle in themselves. The Lord can give you victory in yourself. If you're here this morning as a person who's struggling with temptation, with inward corruption and lust and sin, if you're battling your own heart, and there's not a person here who hasn't got to battle his own heart. Solomon, in his great prayer, at the dedication of the temple, prayed to God about the people feeling each man the plague of his heart. And when he feels the plague of his heart and turns to the Lord, Solomon was pleading that the Lord would hear him. If you're here this morning and you're feeling the plague of your own heart, I want to tell you, there is power to overcome in your own heart and in your own life. Now that is achieving the impossible through faith in Christ. You can't live a holy life. You can make up your mind. You can walk the aisle. You can make decisions. You can screw up your courage. You can get your willpower going and fall flat on your face. Because though you can conform to every outward standard, yet in your heart you will find a mass of rebellion against God, a mass of corruption, a traitor within the gates. You know that. Not a person here who doesn't know it. What I'm telling you today is by faith in Christ, you can have victory over self. The internal man, renewed by the sanctifying power of the Spirit of God on the merits of Christ, applied by faith in Jesus. That can be your experience. Victory over self. In your thoughts, so many people are battling there. Their words are right, but their thoughts are rotten. You can get victory there. In your motives, doing the right thing, but all the time with a heart that's bent on self-promotion and pride. You can get victory there. In your words, some are troubled with a bitter tongue, runs away with them, a gossiping tongue, a backbiting tongue, a criticizing tongue. You can get victory there. Your fear of man, you can get victory there. My friends, first and foremost, the Lord can deal and by grace, through faith, give you the power to achieve the impossible in here. And He can do it as you deal with evil men. You can, by the grace of God, deal with evil men and overcome them by the power of the gospel. Oh, that the church of Jesus Christ would get a wee bit of that sense of victory by faith back within it. God's people have been backpedaling for so long, afraid to face the evil man, afraid to confront the evil man. We have allowed the church to become a cozy club for people who don't appear to be too bad, while we are afraid to go out and really face the big sinner. I want to tell you, you can take this gospel, and by faith in Christ, you can confront the biggest sinner that the devil can place in your way with the confidence that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. I've given you evidence this morning that the Lord can do that. You can see it done. You may be trembling at the knees when you go. I remember as a young Christian going door to door around our church in Mount Marion, just outside the city of Belfast, to invite people into meetings, get them to come. As I walked up the path of this house, the woman of the house was standing talking to an insurance agent or somebody. But as I walked up, just a young fella, scared, stiff, wondering, could I get the right words? Would I trip over myself? Would I not know what to say? And all the rest of it. Walking up and just putting it in her hand, she said, I'm not interested. I'm a Roman Catholic and I'm not interested. And then she stopped and she said, But my husband, he might be interested. He's a Roman Catholic too, but he likes to read. Maybe he'll be interested. And instead of just giving him the tract and saying, well, get him to read it, he wasn't at home. I said, do you think he'd be interested in talking to our preacher, our minister? Oh, he likes to talk to people. I'm sure he would. Okay. And round went S.B. Cook, with the result that that man and then that entire family came to Christ. God can give you victory over men. And even over the devil. Satan cannot defeat the people of God and the church of Christ and the gospel of grace. In some of the toughest situations, things that I never describe in any detail, for I think that Christians are too easily waylaid by the devil to make serious things into a sort of entertainment. But in the toughest situation of all my life, facing the devil face to face and the powers of hell as never, never before, and I hope never again, the promise of Jesus Christ, when physically, humanly, life itself was threatened, promise of Jesus Christ, nothing shall by any means hurt you, became very, very real. I well remember John Douglas and Ivan Foster and I pleading that promise before God. When the devil was fighting, as you'd expect the devil to fight, God gave us the victory. Men and women, we have confidence. We're nothing. We're little. We're foolish. We're insignificant. We have nothing. So what? Our God is the Lord Jehovah. Our Savior is Jesus Christ, His Son. Our indwelling, empowering sanctifier is God the Holy Spirit. Our warrant is God's Word. Our promise comes straight from the lips of the Eternal, the Ancient of Days. That is our confidence. Go forth to do the will of God, believer. Go forth to establish a testimony for Christ. Go forth in the midst of the hottest battle against the hottest opposition. Go forth in all your weakness. Don't wait until you're better or stronger or greater or anything else. Just go forth in all your weakness in the sure and certain confidence that our God can do anything but feel.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.